We're going to fight like hell between now and the end of next weekend to make sure that this is in the budget.
Assemblyman Harry Bronson is the sponsor of a bill to extend prevailing wage rules to projects that draw from private and public government funds. He was joined by around 200 construction workers. They stood on the Capitol's ornate $1 million staircase between the Senate and Assembly chambers. The workers say the change would add significantly to their pay. In a hallway on the other side of the Senate were proponents of public campaign financing, additional taxes on the richest New Yorkers, and more spending on the state's poorest schools. Janine Harper is the head of the PTA at PS 770 in Brooklyn. She says her school is owed $500,000 in funding under a 12-year-old court order known as the Campaign for Fiscal Equity. She says it's remained unfulfilled to this day.
The funding for the schools is in the budget, and we're just counting on Governor Cuomo to make sure that it actually gets passed. And like, there seems to be some discrepancy where he's not wanting to fund it as much as it should be. And I don't understand what the reason is, because like, our kids deserve the money that like his kids get when they go to private schools.
Governor Cuomo, who's proposed spending an additional $1 billion more on schools in the new budget, has said it's time to move on from the court case. The legislature wants to fulfill the court order in a 3-year phase-in. It recommends spending $600 million more on schools this year above the governor's number.
Thank you, Linda, and it's great to be here.
Others are pressing to keep some measures out of the budget, including a tax proposed by Cuomo on opioid prescriptions. Opponents include the chair of the Assembly Health Committee and the legislature's only pharmacist, Assemblyman John McDonald. He says it's terrible public policy.
We all know there's an opioid crisis. We all know there's plenty of fingers to point and many entities that people want to villainize. But at the end of the day, pharmacies aren't the villain. And patients certainly are not the villain in this situation. And therefore, I believe firmly that this opioid tax should be jettisoned out of the state budget.
McDonald and others say the latest version of the bill, which was first proposed by Cuomo last year, is badly flawed. The 2018 bill would have prohibited drug companies from passing the costs on to patients, but that provision was struck down in federal court as unconstitutional. The new version does not prevent manufacturers from raising prices for patients. Julie Farrar, who has chronic pain from a spinal condition, worries that her medical bills might go up if the tax is approved.
Is going to trickle down in a way that is going to hurt the people that use opioids effectively to manage, for myself, chronic severe pain.
The tax would bring in $100 million to the state's general fund. Assemblyman McDonald says the money could instead be gained from savings in the state's vast Medicaid program. The biggest group of the day included several hundred developmentally disabled New Yorkers and their health aides asking for a cost of living pay increase for the direct care workers. Governor Cuomo took the funding out of his budget this year. Senate Mental Health Committee Chair David Carlucci, who addressed the crowd, says the Senate proposes restoring it.
It's about priorities. And what can be a better priority than taking care and providing a living wage to those that provide care to our most vulnerable populations?
Later, the governor's top counsel, Alfonso David, said that Cuomo had changed his mind.
The governor has made a decision that he will not pass a budget without increasing the wages for direct care workers.
It's one of several changes likely to occur before the budget deadline. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.